Those piles of crap doing what they just did. They just signed their death warrant. Every last one of them.
Because we successfully broke out, the news spread rapidly. Every prisoner is pumped with excitement, but the warden is burning with rage. He immediately gathered all the guards to launch a manhunt, but what he never expected was that we didn't go far at all. We're crouched in the grass nearby. They would never think that the escapees are right behind them. Plus, we've already used horse manure and stuff like that to mask our body odor. So even with police dogs, they can't do anything to us. However, the psycho roommate who came last didn't remove his scent. Taking him along would undoubtedly be like carrying a time bomb. So Lincoln and Abruzzi put on an act.
John, where are the keys?
What?
The keys, where are they?
I told you, in the garbage can by the trees in a plastic bag.
What are you waiting for?
God.
Oh, the keys. Come on, come on.
After successfully ditching him, the atmosphere in the car became extremely tense. Bag, with his instinctive alertness, noticed Abruzzi sitting in the position behind him. Meanwhile, Abruzzi was looking for the gun he'd prepared long ago to take out Teabag. But Teabag was ready. He pulled out handcuffs he'd swiped from the infirmary and directly cuffed himself to me. Seeing this, Abruzzi had to hold back for now, because he still counted on me to give up the witness's address. Now we're still 5 kilometers from the airport. As long as we get on the plane, we can smoothly leave the U.S. mainland. But what we don't know is that Abruzzi only reserved 3 seats on the plane. That means, except for Lincoln and me, Abruzzi never planned to take the others at all back at the prison. Investigators quickly discovered that the infirmary door showed no signs of being pried open. Obviously, someone deliberately left the door open for us. The warden threatened the infirmary staff if they knew something and didn't report it. They'd lose not just their jobs, but also be thrown in prison. Left with no choice, she had to confess honestly that Dr. Sara liked me. The warden finally understood. Sara must have deliberately forgotten to lock the door. Soon police came to Sara's house, found she'd injected herself with large amounts of anesthetics, and had fallen into a deep coma. On the other side, Lincoln's lawyer, Veronica, after long and persistent investigation, discovered that the vice president had bought a villa by a very remote lake. She guessed there must be some unspeakable secret hidden inside. So she went alone to find this villa and quietly snuck in. She saw a decrepit old man sleeping in a chair. She was very certain this person was the vice president's brother who was supposedly murdered by Lincoln. Just as Lincoln said, he didn't kill anyone. This was nothing but a complete frame-up. Because the vice president's brother was the CEO of some corporate group. In order to monopolize her brother's wealth for her own election campaign, she created this fake death case for her brother. Lincoln was just a sacrificial pawn in this political struggle. On our way to the airport, we encountered roadblocks along the route, so we could only choose small roads to detour. But we'd barely taken a few steps when the car got stuck in mud. At this point, we were only 3 kilometers from the airport, so we decided to run there. At this moment, I stopped the petty thief. We had an agreement beforehand, after I brought him out of prison. We'd each go our separate ways and owe each other nothing. The petty thief had no choice but to flee alone. Suddenly, a search helicopter flew overhead. Fortunately, we weren't discovered. In our panic, we found a warehouse. They clearly knew that with Teabag and me cuffed together, it would drag everyone down sooner or later. So they directly pinned both of us to the ground, trying to forcibly destroy the handcuffs. But who knew these handcuffs were incredibly hard? Even though Sucre used all his strength, the handcuffs didn't budge at all. Just when Bag was feeling smug, Abruzzi came over carrying an axe. Bag immediately couldn't laugh anymore. Just like that, Bag lost one hand. Without this burden, we ran full speed toward the airport. However, what we didn't expect was that our plane had already been discovered by police. Abruzzi's men also realized something was wrong. Plus, the waiting time had seriously exceeded the limit if they kept waiting. They'd probably get arrested too, so they could only start the plane and leave first. When we rushed to the airport, we could only watch helplessly as the plane took off. The hope we'd just ignited was extinguished again.